There's never a dull moment when it comes to Minnesota sports. Rather, it's positive.
This is caught! Sideline! Touchdown!
Or negative.
The Yankees have swept the Twins.
Minnesota Sports Chat has you covered. Talking nothing but Minnesota sports all year long. It's time now for the soon-to-be award-winning, if only in his own mind, Minnesota Sports Chat with your host, Ross Brendel.
Well, in the spirit of the NFL draft being held this past weekend in Detroit, guess who's back? Back again. That would be me. It's been a few weeks. Apologies, been crazy at the 9-to-5-er. Love doing this pod, but every now and then I have to take a tiny bit of a break for it. That will not be the case over the next couple weeks and months. But as always, stay tuned to this feed, whether you're listening via podcast form or in YouTube. If you're listening via podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your family and friends. If you're watching on the YouTube machine, same thing. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below. Would love to hear your thoughts. This is edition number 213 of the aforementioned soon-to-be award-winning Minnesota Sports Chat presented by my friends at Beans Coffee Company. Use that promo code SPORTSCHAT at coffeebybeans.com. You'll save on delicious small-batch coffee, small-batch delicious coffee, which I am drinking right now that you can see on YouTube thanks to my friends at Beans Coffee Company. Joining me not once this week, but twice, is my friend, my guy, today's guest, and later on this week's guest, Mr. Daniel House from GophersGuru.com. Daniel, it's been a bit since I caught up with you. Actually, been a few weeks since I've done a podcast, so why not do a podcast extravaganza where you and I join not once, but twice this week to make podcasting, if not gold, silver, or bronze. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. NFL draft and transfer portal, when those worlds collide, it's got to be the craziest time frame ever. That's my life right now. NFL draft, transfer portal, fun time of year, but it's been crazy.
You know, and I don't want to out you or get you in trouble with anybody, but I sent you a text on Saturday, and after I sent the text, I was sending a follow-up, which I could have just included in the first text, that said, I know you're busy. No need to reply, okay? Before I even finished that, you had already replied to me. So bottom line, you're a nice guy even when you're in the throes of creating content and doing what you do best. Because people might say, oh, it's Daniel House, Gophers Guru. Well, what does he know about the Minnesota Vikings, which we're going to spend most of our time on today? Well, Daniel has covered the Minnesota Vikings, I believe still has a website around the Minnesota Vikings that he contributes to off and on. And Daniel, much like me, but probably to a greater extent, college football junkie, if you don't mind, Daniel, college football nerd, and can speak to a lot of these incoming Minnesota Vikings. So before we get to Minnesota Vikings specific, Daniel, any general thoughts on this past weekend's NFL draft? Anything that surprised you? Anything that maybe surprised others, but didn't surprise you? Just a general thought or a general takeaway from the 2024 draft.
I thought the weird first round where the six quarterbacks go in the top 12, I anticipated the six QBs would get selected in the first round, but the run happened in a fashion that I don't think many people truly anticipated. I felt like J.J. McCarthy the whole time the New York Giants were playing everybody, trying to make them think that they were interested in potentially drafting him so then they could have players slide down favorably that they wanted to potentially target. So that filtered all the defensive players down the board. I thought the Arizona Cardinals had an outstanding draft, selecting many players that were on the My Guys list that I put out on social media. Green Bay added a couple of really good day three picks that I think will help the middle of their defense.
I hope you're wrong.
Some LA Chargers had a good draft, I thought, all the way across the board. I saw so many people think they were going to take a wide receiver. I'm like, Joe Alt is just too Jim Harbaugh. And it made so much sense to have that cornerstone on the offensive line. So there are some teams that did some really nice work in the draft that will significantly improve this season because of the talent they brought in.
Daniel, whether he's trying to or not, can be a great segue master. He talked about the defensive players filtering down the draft. Make sure you're filtering good coffee through your coffee pot with my friends at Beans Coffee Company. Again, the promo code SPORTSCHAT will save you at checkout. Coffeebybeans.com is the website. The promo code is SPORTSCHAT. This is truly some of the best coffee around. I mean it and I believe it. I wouldn't keep talking about it. I wouldn't keep schlepping it if I didn't believe it. Truly a blend for everybody. Light roast, dark roast, medium roast. And there's always new blends that they're putting up for sale as well. So the best way to learn more, purchase some of that great coffee, is to go to coffeebybeans.com and use that promo code SPORTSCHAT at checkout.
With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
And a huge ovation from the Wolverine heavy crowd here in Detroit, just down the road. And as you can see, in Van Buren Township, Michigan, he is going to Minnesota.
That audio courtesy of the NFL Network. Yes, everybody knows by now J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback of the future, perhaps the quarterback of the now for the Minnesota Vikings. Specific to this conversation, where I want to talk with Daniel is the Daniel House comparison, the Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy comparison. And why I want to do that, Daniel, is I don't think you were ever down really on J.J. McCarthy, but you were higher on Bo Nix than I think many. Bo Nix ends up going two picks later to Denver. So at least in my head, House, over the next 3 to 5 years, I'm going to monitor how that works out for both franchises. But your thoughts first on getting J.J. McCarthy and then Bo Nix going to Denver. I love to troll Sean Payton, but Sean Payton, at least when it comes to Drew Brees, has a bit of a track record working with smaller quarterbacks who are accurate, which kind of describes Bo Nix. So I think that could be a landing spot for him. But your thoughts on the Vikings and McCarthy, and then just that comparison to Bo Nix, who goes two picks later to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, it's wild because J.J. and Bo were the two quarterbacks I felt like fit the Vikings system best and would be two quarterbacks they'd probably end up targeting. And the first-tier option was J.J. McCarthy. So to be able to only have to move up one spot, I know there were a lot of people thinking they'd maybe have to give up a lot more draft capital to do it. They actually, you know, didn't have to do that much to move up one spot. It was the right move. You definitely had to go get your guy in that situation. The play action efficiency, ability to work under center in the bootleg game, throw those deep crossers, throw with anticipation over the middle of the field with those digs, in breaking routes. You know, there's some things that J.J. will have to work on mechanically, and a lot of people have said he's already done that. There's just this situation where throwing outside the numbers, he gets a little open and wide, and that leads to the ball coming out of his hands a little flat and sometimes doesn't have as much downfield touch. But I think that's something that he's been really working on in his mechanics. I talked to some mechanics people that do this for a living, and they say that all that stuff is very correctable. But the big thing that I feel will be noticeable is the off-schedule playability, the extension side of it. He's very elusive. He's got great balance. He's able to throw the ball on the move with good arm strength and fit the ball. There's a lot of tight window throws on his film. I don't think people give him enough credit for the way he's able to throw the ball into spaces that are compressed. And, you know, there's things that he will have to get used to, the speed, the processing. That's the case for every quarterback. But ending up in this situation where you have the playmakers around you, two good tackles on the edge, Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown guiding the way, the traits that you look for, the type of system that you want to play in, this is where J.J. McCarthy wanted to be. And the proven track record, Ross, winning pedigree, He's won everywhere he's been, dating back to high school, 36-2 as a starter, 27-1 at Michigan, won the national championship. That, all of those things fit together. There's no perfect draft pick, but you look at JJ, you look at a guy like Bo Nix, ends up in the perfect situation. I felt like Minnesota with McCarthy and Bo Nix in Denver was ideal because those timing routes, the quick game that Sean Payton has, the accuracy, the decision-making, the rhythm of that passing game, Bo Nix is going to do really well with Sean Payton too.
Very quickly on Drake May going to the New England Patriots. I really like Drake May. I think he has a chance to be a good NFL quarterback. Just from my 50,000-foot view, if the Patriots are trying to protect him and protect their investment, he should absolutely not play this year because I just don't think that that team, especially offensively, is very good, and I think there's a chance they could do more damage than more good with him. Is that a fair assessment when I'm talking about Drake May and the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I felt like from the jump, J.J. McCarthy or Drake May needs another year to just kind of get used to the NFL, some processing things they got to clean up, footwork stuff, tendency to drift in the pocket versus pressure, and then try to, you know, throw it off your back foot, just making better decisions, getting him within a structured offense. You know, he had the air raid system in 2022, then gets Chip Lindsey in 2023 with more of that Gus Malzahn run game type of stuff. So it was a different transition, made that evaluation a little tougher, especially since the supporting cast wasn't as good between 22 and 23, and his offensive line played poorly. But there's no question there's talent. I do think there's some legitimate red flags that show up throughout his game from a processing, footwork standpoint. But that's the job of a coach, is to be able to coach those things out of a player and help him reach his ceiling. So I actually was not as high on Drake May during the draft process. I'm not going to say he can't get there and achieve at the highest level, but it's definitely one of those things where you're taking a gamble and you're going to have to get this guy coached up.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded the 17th pick to the Minnesota Vikings. With the 17th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Dallas Turner, linebacker, right, Alabama.
So Dallas Turner, who sacked J.J. McCarthy in the Rose Bowl.
Well, how about that for a small world? That audio also courtesy of the NFL Network. The pundits, Daniel House, I think you might be one of them, would say the Minnesota Vikings had a really good first round of the NFL draft, essentially getting a consensus or two consensus top 10 players on the big board. Dallas Turner, according to many, the best defensive player in the draft, and the Vikings get him in the middle of the first round. Your thoughts on B-Flow getting a new weapon to play with this upcoming season?
Yeah, Dallas Turner is very versatile. Someone that B-Flow is going to scheme open matchups for. I think that's going to be the key this first season, is getting him in positions where he can be successful within the packages that Minnesota deploys, the fronts, being creative with it, especially in the sub-package pressure game. The element that he brings is the coverage drop in space traits, where he can just, you know, pull into coverage and match up against players in the flat, but also be able to, you know, do that in the simulated pressure game where you're dropping a rusher in exchange for a second or third level defender. Dallas Turner fits that type of mold of someone that B-Flow wants in his defense. Now, I'd say there's things that he's going to have to harness, where, you know, technically developing more moves, just refining the hand combat side of it, becoming more consistent in every element of his game. But, you know, the athletic traits, the effort that he plays with, you really watch games and he pops fast because he's all over the field. I mean, he's making plays, pursuit from the backside all the way across the field. He does a really good job of blading through blocks and staying, maintaining leverage in the run game. But there are things that he's going to have to work on and get better at. But I think, you know, that's the case with every draft prospect. There's very few in the class that are refined. I actually like Jared Verse a little better when evaluating pass rushers, but I do understand why Minnesota did what they did, because, you know, they want to have that versatility. He's a little bit more fluid in space, and that's exactly what B-Flow wants in the defensive scheme, because he knows he can get him matchups and scheme things open. I do say, Ross, I mean, they did give up a third and a fourth round pick next year. And I know people say, well, third and fourth round picks you know, aren't as valuable. You go get a blue chip player, but you already don't have a second round pick. You already don't have a third round pick. You don't have a fourth round pick next year. I know you'll probably get a comp pick, and maybe there'll be some stuff coming from this tampering investigation with Atlanta. I just feel like there's something going on here. There's something part of this plan that we don't know about, whether that's trading somebody, doing something to get additional assets here. Is it something to do with the tampering investigation? Like, I don't think you can go into next season with a 1-2 fives. I mean, you got to have some more picks to be able to build your depth up. I understand getting blue chip players, but you have to draft well to build depth and have some darts.
Yeah, my thought on that, and I'll add to it, I was going to ask you that in closing, but we might as well spend a little bit of time on it right now. You mentioned next year, it's the 1-2 fifths. I think they'll get a comp pick, maybe 2 from what I've been able to see. The thing with the Falcons, who knows what that will turn into? I don't think you're going to get their first round pick like some people were hopeful this year. I think if you're lucky, you'll get somewhere between like a 3rd, 4th, or 5th round pick. And Daniel, I think one thing not to underestimate is the fact that before they break camp this year with their roster of 53, although it won't be super high level draft picks, you're likely to see a player or two get traded for 5th, 6th, and 7th round picks. So I think the Vikings will have more than 3 picks going into next year, but it will be interesting to see how that unfolds, because to your point, Daniel, just for roster management, trying to fill out special teams, rotational players, you do need those mid-round picks. And Daniel, we see it every year. The second round pick is also for starters. Your second round picks are also for starters. Your third round picks on a lot of teams turn into starters. Your fourth round picks are expected to make the roster. You don't get into the take a flyer picks now in the NFL until largely the 5th, but mostly the 6th and 7th round. And on that, Daniel, I want to run through the Vikings draft picks here really quickly and spend just a little bit of time on one of them, and then just get your overall thoughts, and we'll wrap it up on this Minnesota Vikings edition of Minnesota Sports Chat when it comes to reviewing their lot in the NFL draft. 4th round at pick 108, they go corner Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon. Then we jump all the way to the 6th round, a name I've heard pronounced a couple of different ways. I'm just going to go with Walter Ruiz, the first pick in the 6th round out of Oklahoma. Sounds like there's a lot of high upside there. The Vikings get their kicker. He will make the roster unless he's absolutely terrible in training camp and preseason. That is Will Reichert out of Alabama. In the 7th round, they go center and defensive tackle, respectively. The center being Michael Juergens out of Wake Forest. Levi Drake Rodriguez out of Texas A&M Commerce rounds out the Minnesota Vikings draft. Daniel, you know where I want to spend the bulk of the remainder of our time. I don't know if it'll work, but I'm all in on the process of Will Reichert. If you can, we've seen it before with Daniel Carlson. It didn't work out so well in Minnesota, but he's now turned himself into a great kicker and looks like he'll, I don't want to say he's going to be a Hall of Fame kicker, but it looks like he's going to be a pretty dang good kicker for a long time. I like the process of selecting a kicker who's highly accurate from inside of 40 yards, fairly accurate beyond that, and has a lot of, can we call it big stones and big games and big moments? I like that. Now, will it translate to the NFL? I don't know. I know other people thought more highly of other kickers, but I like going with the pressure-packed route of taking Will Reichert. And all I want, Daniel, make your extra points, make your kicks inside of 40, preferably inside of 50. And 50 is where he's less accurate. But you hope as he gets to the NFL, also kicks indoors for half of his games, sometimes more, that will get refined and be just a little bit better. The special teams whisperer, as Thor Nystrom once coined me, very ecstatic to have Will Reichert on the Minnesota Vikings. Your thoughts on Will?
I don't like taking kickers in the draft. I'm a little bit different in that, especially when you don't have a lot of picks. You need to get somebody that can help you somewhere else. I was a little surprised that they did it. I thought, you know, they signed a kicker from the XFL this offseason with the XFL kickoff rules. It gives you a little bit of an advantage in having somebody to understand some of the strategy of it. I would have been a little bit more supportive of it if they would have had more draft selections, but I thought that based on some players that were on the board at that time, they could have upgraded another position group. The interior of the offensive line, the interior of the defensive line. I just think that you got to spend that pick on something else there, but we'll see how it pans out. I know you got to have good special teams, but I'm a little different. I don't necessarily like drafting kickers, and I'm one of those guys that doesn't like paying big money to kickers. You get off those deals and you replace.
Well, more often than not, Daniel, in your defense, kickers in the NFL draft that get drafted, it doesn't work out. But I'll be different from you. I have no problem throwing a sixth or seventh round pick. It basically doesn't allow these guys, obviously, to negotiate with other teams. You get your guy, you get him in there, and you don't have to worry about losing them in free agency. I'll also say this, Daniel. It's a little hyperbole, and I'm definitely overstating it a little bit, but you can make a case that the kicker might be the second most important person on the field because he's directly responsible for points along with the quarterback. Because he doesn't touch the ball every play, but when he kicks it, it's literally on his foot. You're going to get a point or three based off of everything that he does or doesn't do. So I have no problem with it. I certainly do believe what you're saying, especially with where the Vikings are at. We've seen it in recent years. It's a good team. It's not a great team, and there's definitely still issues across the board with depth. So I understand that. But also this year, they weren't entirely void of picks. This year in the later rounds, as we mentioned earlier, they're entirely void of picks, at least as of now, heading in to the 2025 NFL draft. Daniel, in closing on some of the other players that were drafted, anybody stand out to you that were drafted by the Minnesota Vikings that you like and think they could make an impact next year? Logic would tell you it's probably Kyree Jackson drafted in the fourth round. They're probably going to expect him to play and contribute a bit, one would think.
Yeah, and he'll definitely be competing for reps, a long physical corner, and come up and jam. You look at the ability to lean locate balls in the vertical passing game, compressing space to the sideline. I think the ability to put him up there and let him play man coverage when you're sending in, pressure looks is beneficial. There are some things in the pre-draft process I've develop some things that I look at for defensive backs. Generally, there's like three things that you want a defensive back to have. If a team would like to hire me, I can show you what it is and show you the track record of defensive back hits in the NFL draft since 2018.
That is linkedin.com/Daniel House.
I'm available college and pro teams. I'm available for hire.
GophersGuru.com.
He only checks one of those three boxes. Generally, you want to have two of those three boxes checked. So I do have a little bit of worry in terms of like movement skills. He's a bigger corner, but does he have the movement skills needed that are requisite to be able to match up against all different types of receivers? So I'm watching that, especially in camp, just to see how he does when we get a chance to see him work.
Well, Daniel, this was fun. So much fun talking Minnesota Vikings in the NFL draft. We'll get to the Gophers in just a few days in this channel. How's that sound to you?
Hey, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Transfer portal season.
Yeah, well, it's also, I guess, unofficially, we're focused on going 1-0 in North Carolina championship season because that's next on the clock. I mean, I guess they have practice prior to that, fall practice, which is always kind of odd because it's in August, but I get what they mean by that. So we'll catch up with Daniel House here in just a couple days for edition number 214 of Minnesota Sports Chat. This was 213 with Daniel House. He's back for edition number 214 a little bit later on this week right here on YouTube and, of course, Apple, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Make sure you like, rate, review, comment, do all those things on the YouTube machine and the podcast machine to help me grow this little side venture of mine. Thanks to Daniel House, I'm Ross Brendel. We will be back again very soon with more Minnesota Sports Chat.
Thanks for listening to Minnesota Sports Chat, presented by Beans Coffee Company. Use the promo code SportsChat. That's one word, SportsChat, to save at checkout. Follow Ross on X at TheRossBrendle. Like and subscribe to Minnesota Sports Chat wherever you get your podcasts. Rate and review kindly.